Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Maryland Executive District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. We're talking about fall weather getting right into the swing of things, and with that, meaning you're going to see people a little bit more, and that means some kindness, as you're going to talk about, being good for some health.
Exactly. So holding the door for someone is a nice gesture, but being kind is a little bit more intentional. And studies are showing that as we're working on being kind to one another, we see an overall improvement in our health. This is a great topic for us to talk about this time of year, especially with kids going back to school. As we all know, sometimes going into the back-to-school world, we get a little bit of drama going on. And there's a growing body of research out there that indicates when we are intentionally kind, it is a big component of our physical and our mental health. And that's important for us as adults, and it's also important for our kids, especially those who are interacting with others in the school system. We've known for some time that toxic, kind of hostile environments will trigger a fight or flight response. When we're in a place that's kind of argumentative, it's not a kind place, and it has a negative impact on ourselves. We have our heart pumping faster, our veins are constricting, our blood pressure is going up, so all kinds of stuff that are detrimental to our health. So focusing on kindness and being intentionally kind has that opposite effect. So an environment of kindness can help us affect our overall health. So being intentionally kind, that is just making a point every single day to do something kind for someone else in the world. And it can be lots of different activities that take place throughout the day. As I mentioned, just opening that door for someone is a nice gesture, helping someone carry their groceries out to the car, making sure that you look at somebody as you're walking down the street, look them right in the eye and wish them a good day. So doing something intentional to uplift someone throughout their day. By doing this, our physical benefits that we see, as I mentioned, that high blood pressure, well, the benefit of being on the kindness end of the spectrum is lowering our blood pressure. When we're outperforming acts of kindness, our body is releasing a hormone called oxytocin, and that can promote a feeling of calmness. And this is commonly referred to as the love and social bonding hormone, which supports our positive self-esteem. So it's going to help us have a lot more joy in our heart, and it can improve our heart health because it's reducing that stress and it's actually reducing that inflammation that we get when we're stressed and our veins are constricting. So it helps our overall body relax and be less inflamed, and that is going to help dilate or open up our blood vessels and allow us to lower our blood pressure. And we all know having that normal blood pressure is so much better on our health than being in a constant state of stress, having that higher blood pressure. It also helps our immune function. Actually, regular acts of kindness are also linked to an increase in immune cells, which are going to help our bodies fight off illness and recover faster from injuries. So we don't think about, oh my goodness, opening the door for someone, saying hello to someone as they're walking down the road, helping someone load their groceries in their car. We don't think about that as helping us to have a stronger body, but it actually does. And then pain reduction. Kindness is also related to our bodies releasing endorphins, which can act as natural painkillers. So lots of good physical health benefits from being kind. When we look at the mental and social health benefits of kindness, obviously one I touched on was reduced stress and anxiety. So when we're helping others, our experience causes an increase in positive emotions, and that can counterbalance our stress. Selfless actions that we do throughout the day help our brain release serotonin and dopamine, and those are neurotransmitters, for lack of a a common tone. What they do is they really help with the happiness and the calmness that we're feeling as an individual. Kindness acts also enhance our mood and our self-esteem. So that kindness is giving us a sense of purpose and making us much more fulfilled in our life. And along with that, it makes us happier. So these feelings really can help us lead to an increase in self-esteem. And then kindness also boosts social relationships. People who show kindness are actually more likely to show genuine connectedness with others, have a larger social network, being surrounded by a kind and supportive of network and friends, family, work associates, community groups. All of that helps us to combat feelings that we would might have of social isolation and depression that might happen, because that kindness can definitely improve our mood and promote us having a sense of purpose in the world, and that helps us to feel better as who we feel better ourselves as who we are as a person and how we are contributing in society. So I really encourage folks, you know, kindness is something that sometimes if we don't think about it and be intentional with it, sometimes it's like developing a new exercise routine. We want to practice that routine every single day so that it becomes more of a habit. So as we kind of reflect on how we're spending our days and how we're able to be kind to folks, it might involve us beginning to build a kindness routine. So to make it easier for us to build and sustain habits of kindness, if this is something that we need to feel that we need to improve on, here again, we just want to kind of look at a way that we can reach out to others and extend help to others throughout our days. So just be a random act of kindness. We all talk about paying it forward, paying for the person's coffee or drink or meal in line behind us at the drive-thru. This is going to help us boost our sense of self-confidence and self-worth in the world. It doesn't involve money like that. Again, it could be something as helping someone who is in a tough time. I'm just lending an ear and providing conversation to someone who is really going through some challenging things. So make a point of doing one thing kind for someone throughout your day, every day of the week, and see how your health will impact from doing those acts of kindness. It's not about the grand gestures. It's just about being present, listening, and really recognizing the humanity in each and every one, even a complete stranger that we would come across. This is something we can all do, so whether it's something that we do intentionally or if it's something just spontaneous, this act of being kind to others and to ourselves is going to create a happier and healthy community overall. It is definitely a habit that is worth keeping. So if folks want more information on how kindness can benefit your health, feel free to give me a call at our office, 913-294-4306, or check out our website at meredithzine.kstate.edu.
Kindness having such a big ripple effect as well on affecting so many people. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.